You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Paso Robles officials are going back to the drawing board on how to regulate short-term rentals in the city. The city council passed an urgency ordinance earlier in February to address growing noise and parking complaints. But then this week, the council had to repeal that ordinance due to a conflict of interest. City documents show the number of short-term rentals in Paso Robles have almost doubled since 2016. Previously in Paso Robles, residents just needed to get a permit to legally operate a short-term rental through services like Airbnb. The new urgency ordinance passed at the beginning of February added items like submitting a plan for how renters will accommodate guests, and that includes listing the number of beds and plans for parking. One council member had already recused himself from the issue due to owning short-term rentals, but following the vote, it came out that Councilmember John Hammond might also have a conflict of interest because he is a trustee on a family property that is rented out. Some residents, like Michael Rivera, say he shouldn't have been allowed to vote in the first place.
We have a longtime city council member who did not understand that he had a conflict.
Hammond says he and his family don't receive income from that property, but will recuse himself from the issue in the future. However, city staff argued that Hammond's vote made the previous ordinance invalid. And Tuesday night, the council repealed the ordinance. Then they introduced a new urgency ordinance for short-term rentals, one which residents like Margaret Holstein asked them to continue to review.
I think you guys should review this again. This emergency ordinance thing, that's not a good idea because everybody's in a rush to get it done.
Ultimately, Paso Robles city officials agreed and sent it to a task force to come up with a clear plan, and they have 60 days to do that. The next public meeting on the topic is set for February 27th. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.